Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. And this episode, we're going to talk about keep a plan B handy when things do not go your way. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. All right, here we go on to podcast. Business in any industry functions on a lot of planning and strategies. The strategies are usually laid to keep things moving and pursue the overall motto of the company, and that is the growth of the company. But there are things when the plans that you have set do not go in sync with the current situation, and this is when there is a likeliness of things going out of control. This is when Plan B comes into picture. By the plan B, we refer to the secondary plan, which is in place to defend the company from any backlashes that come as a result of failures of plan A. So when you see that you are preparing a plan which you feel that has a 0.5% chance to succeed, you should also think about preparing a corresponding plan that will take over the initial plan if it fails to work out. Preparing a plan B is easy, but following it is difficult. You need to go do some brainstorming and discuss things with the people from all departments on things that you should do if the initial plan does not work out. You may even get suggestions that you will find wise enough to be followed, but real challenges to implement the secondary plan. You have to change the complete course of action from the first plan to the second. This is undoubtedly the most difficult part because it means that there has to be some sort of changes in any department, and not everybody can accept changes nor simply bring changes throughout the company. If yours is the mighty big one, therefore, before you think about jumping for Plan B, it is imperative that you understand the pros and cons and also shape it will give your company. If this is a plan that will not have the major impact on functioning as well as the finances of the company, then perhaps there is no need to have a second plan. You can always term the first plan as an obsolete and move on to something else. But the problem will be is when you're thinking of acquiring another construction company where you will have the maximum stake. In a situation like these, you not only put the future of your company at stake, but also the interests of the stakeholders or shareholders who have invested their money by trusting your thought processes. This means that you can't afford to go wrong, and in case if you do, then you should be a plan to back the backlash of the initial plan. Do not forecast a lot and work more on the ground realities. When you are forecast a lot, you keep a lot of at stake, and if your forecast keeps going wrong, it is advertently impacts you as well as your company. Being foresighted is good, but if your forecast just is one basis that it will all go your way, then it may prove to be a bad move. Let me repeat that. Being a forecasted is good, but if the forecast just on the basis that will all go your way, then that may prove to be a bad move. Again, you know, you got to think every strategy, every plan, and get the right plan. You know, this is your company, your employees. You know, you don't want to lose any good employees, and move forward. Again, got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.